It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The suspect wanted for striking three Penn Presbyterian nurses this past weekend as they helped a shooting victim outside the hospital has surrendered to police. Here's KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Around noon, 20-year-old Jadeer Goodwin walked into police headquarters surrendering to them on a slew of charges including aggravated and simple assault, accident involving injury, fleeing from police and related offenses. Authorities say he was the driver of a silver Jeep that pulled into Penn Presbyterian Hospital around 4 a.m. Saturday with a 28-year-old shooting victim and pleaded for help. Two others, they say, were also there. Police say the nurses and staff came running out, and that's when Penn police began to arrive at the hospital as per protocol for any shooting victim. Officials say the three then ran back to the Jeep and took off. Goodwin, they say, ran over all four, critically injuring a 36-year-old nurse. The two other nurses are stable, and the shooting victim, who was shot about half a dozen times, remains critical from bullet wounds. Because of the incident, Penn officials say they've changed their policy and will no longer pull victims out of cars unless the car is turned off and the driver is outside of it. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Vice President Kamala Harris made a pitch for Republican votes at an event in Washington Crossing on Wednesday. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was there.
We meet in a place that holds a very special meaning for our country.
Vice President Harris recalled George Washington's surprise attack on British troops from here as pivotal in the creation of American democracy and the Constitution, and argued that they are more important than political parties.
I have sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution six times, and I have never wavered. And this is a profound difference between Donald Trump and me.
Harris got support at the event from former Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who said policy differences pale in comparison to values, decency, and fidelity to the nation.
I've always respected strength in leadership, and Trump is the opposite of that. He's a whiny, weak, tiny man who is scared to death.
Harris promised to put a Republican in her cabinet and said she wants a healthy two-party system. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A detective at the Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office was killed during a home invasion Tuesday night. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more.
Authorities say Sergeant Monica Mosley was killed after her front door was kicked in by home invaders. This happened at about 10:30 on Tuesday night on Buckshutum Road in Bridgeton. Police Chief Michael Gamari says when police officers arrived, the 51-year-old was suffering from gunshot wounds and she was pronounced dead at the scene. Cumberland County Prosecutor Jennifer Webb McCray says they are utterly devastated and their thoughts and prayers are with the Mosley family. Sergeant Mosley began working at the CCPO as a paralegal in 2006. She has served in numerous roles and departments within the office, including as the current unit supervisor of internal affairs. While no arrests have been announced, police have questioned someone who sought treatment for a gunshot wound at Cooper Hospital in Camden. Anybody with more information on this is asked to contact police. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty. KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Demand for energy in Pennsylvania is projected to increase significantly over the next decade, and supply isn't keeping up. While that has some state lawmakers warning about looming blackouts, industry experts tell a House committee solutions are already in the works. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Asim Hake with PJM Interconnection, which oversees the power grid for 13 states, including Pennsylvania, says demand in PA could increase by 40% over the next decade and a half.
Increasing demand for power is definitely coming from the data center sector, generative AI, electric vehicles.
But the increased demand comes amid a decrease in supply. PJM's annual power market auction earlier this year saw prices 800% higher than last year. Hague says PJM's changing out approves electricity generators to get more online, but he says for decades energy came from a handful of large plants. Now the requests are coming from many smaller renewables. Energy consultant Rob Gramlich says PJM could look to other parts of the country where the process is significantly simplified.
Texas has always been just very clear, like, we'll take care of the grid. You just do your driveway and get on the grid. That's why Texas is the biggest clean energy state in the country.
Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.